Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect co-worker of yours.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Steve Largent, he was the 1995 class, spent his entire career with the Seahawks, also the man of the year in 1988, and his career finished in the 70s and ran all the way through the 80s. And along with the VP of Rudolph Foods, Mark Singleton, we sat down together. We were talking about the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund and why it's so important, because most fans believe your average player makes $10 million per year, Steve, but it's really only the upper echelon of the league. No one in the 70s and the 80s when you played. So what are fans missing? As fans today, what do they not know?
Well, what Coach Mike Ditka saw in his playing days and in his coaching days and then after that is he saw a lot of his teammates and people that went before him that were really hurting, that didn't have the money or the resources to address a lot of the concerns that they have, whether that's, you know, clothes or cars or needing surgeries or whatever, medicine. And those guys were really hurting. And so he wanted to do something to try to help those guys and address those deficiencies that they had in their life. And so that's what he started the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund. And that's what it exactly does. It assists the Gridiron Greats. These guys were guys that, you know, the league was built on their shoulders, and now they're out in the cold and they need help. And so Mike saw that and has addressed it. And, you know, it's not like, you know, Mike's charity helps everybody all the time because they just don't have enough money to do that. But he's helping the most needy, and I support him 100%.
Yeah, the benefits, the medical care, the attention to concussions and other types of injuries. Now the technology is so different than it was when you played.
Yeah.
And I don't recall from your career if you ever had a serious concussion, but even just head injuries, the way they're treated now is so different. And I know a lot of former athletes are dealing with the ramifications of injuries they suffered decades ago.
Yeah, I suffered multiple concussions and went back in the game and played most of the time. They didn't know about, you know, serious repercussions of possibly playing while you've had a concussion. So anyway, that was yesterday, and there are a lot of guys that, you know, they played for pennies and were injured, and Mike's trying to address those guys.
I don't get awestruck very often, but I think Mike Ditka would do it.
I gotta tell you, the funniest thing he ever did was we were sitting at the party one night and we're drinking, and I said, Coach, my mother has been a fan forever when you were with the Cowboys, when you're with, and he goes, well, I should meet her someday. I said, let's FaceTime her right now. And he goes, let's FaceTime her. What's FaceTime? And we FaceTimed my mom, and he was so delightful and so sweet and just such a, you know, what you'll see is the players, the camaraderie, the band of brothers, that's been such a thrill for me to see Mel Renfro and Mel Blunt,
yeah.
You know, rivals on the field, but tremendous friends off the field. And you know more about that than I do, but it really is a remarkable party and a remarkable brotherhood that you'll see firsthand. You'll have a blast. And the food's great, and there's pork rinds there.
Okay, good. I am so grateful that your company partners with us, Southern Recipe Pork Rinds. We've been dropping it all over Radio Row on our show at night. We're talking up. And so to the point where someone saw a photo of our table and the snacks and said, where are the pork rinds? And I said, oh, we ate them. Well, that's what I said. I was like, we downed them. We ate them. But Steve Largent is wearing his Hall of Fame jacket. Is it jacket? Coat?
It would be a jacket.
I don't want to disrespect it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hall of Fame jacket. It's a special shade of gold. The announcement is coming up. There are men who will hear that same announcement, get the phone call, find out the way that you did. What do you remember about finding out yourself that you would be going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
You know what? I was at a church where my son was playing basketball and got a phone call. And they said, hey, we just want you to know you've been elected to the Hall of Fame. And you'll get more information from us. Congratulations. Click. And then, then the Seahawks call me, and they tell me the same thing. So then, you know, then they hung up. I turned to my wife. I said, "You're not going to believe this." She said, "What?" I said, "I was voted in the Hall of Fame." She goes, "You're kidding. You were?" And so she got real excited. That made me more excited about it. And it's still one of those kind of life experiences that you go, "Is this real or is this surreal?" Because it was just awesome.
I just got married 7 weeks ago, and people had told me for months, you won't remember a thing, it's a blur. Now, I'm the opposite. I remember everything, including all the things that didn't go the way they were supposed to. Do you remember the enshrinement day as it happened and all the details, the people?
I remember most of it. I don't remember all of it, especially the stuff after the enshrinement performance or whatever, because they had the party afterwards, and that's what I don't remember as much of. But there were a lot of people there, and it was a lot of fun, and we had a great time, and it was very, very memorable.
Good. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio on Radio Row, and with the Seahawks, they've just changed coaches, right? Mm-hmm. So Pete Carroll, he fought for his coaching job. He wanted to stay there, but they've decided to go in a different direction, younger trend, right? What do you think of the Seahawks and the way they're changing directions?
I think it's good. I love Pete Carroll, and I love what he did for the franchise. I love the Seahawks, and I always will. But, you know, I think that, you know, Pete's 72 years old, and not that that's the end of the world or anything like that, but I think it's time to have a younger coach in there, and a guy that has a vision, a guy that can really produce. And I really think Mike McDonald can. Now, I'm not going to say he's a guarantee he's going to do it for sure, you know, because there's been a lot of guys not be able to coach that you thought could. But I think he can do it, and I think that he's a defensive coach, and I think winning starts on defense always. But I think that he's going to do a great job, and I'm looking forward to seeing his results.
It's interesting, the trend among both coaches and quarterbacks, right, where it's gotten younger. We had a retirement of a bunch of the Hall of Fame QBs, and now a lot of more than a third of the league are in their, like, early to mid-20s starting. But coaches now, same thing, right? So Andy Reid's the oldest. He's 65. Jim Harbaugh is, in fact, 60, though people don't think that. But it's a bunch of 30-somethings that are getting their first jobs ever as head coaches. What's your reaction to that?
I don't think you can judge how well they'll do. We got to watch and see. I don't know very many of them. I haven't studied very many's background besides Mike McDonald's, because he's with the Seahawks. But it's a different league now. It very much caters to a younger mindset.
True.
And so I hope they'll all be successful, but we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
This question is one just because I don't do a lot in politics, but, you know, you hear about how it's pretty crazy on Capitol Hill, right?
Yeah.
You spent how many years on Hill?
Yeah.
8 years. So what is more nerve-wracking, staring down one of the best DBs in the league or standing there on Capitol Hill and having to address your colleagues in that respect?
It was a little intimidating to address my colleagues as a member of Congress. And so but you get used to it. Yeah.
Are there any comparisons?
Well, maybe none that I can repeat.
Well, Mark and Steve Largent, thank you, Southern Recipe Pork Rinds, for sponsoring us here in Las Vegas. We've been friends for a long time. It means we're old, of course. But
I'm old. You're not. We've had a good run this summer. I mean, and this winter. She's been on a roll. And, the real important thing, you know this, is we're going to be celebrating the biggest pigskin holiday of the year.
Porkrindday.com. Couple days left.
You can win $5,000, 15 months supply of pork rinds.
There you go.
And have a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right,
thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.